请我们一起来默祷。
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this evening's Sabbath service.
唱诗380首。
Let's sing hymn 389. Oh, 380. Hymn 380.
Forever and ever.
先来祷告，求主带领我们今天晚上的聚会。
Now we will pray together to ask God to guide the service tonight.
一起来祈祷。
Let's all pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。请我们来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第一章。
Let us turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎样进到你们那里。你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。第十节。
Verse 10.
等候他的儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活，那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。这一段圣经告诉我们，从属灵上来看，我们人活着有三件事情要做。
From these verses, we can see that in our lifetime, we need to do three things.
第一个就是归向神。
The first is to turn to God.
第二个就是服侍神。
The second is to serve God.
第三个就是等候神。
The third is to wait for God.
也就是我们人活着不能没有神。
That is, in our life, we cannot, be without God.
没有神，人活着就没有目的。
Because without God, our life has no purpose.
就没有目标。
And has no goal.
就没有意义。
Has no meaning.
那我们的生活需要有神，那什么叫做需要有神？
So in our lives we need God, but what does that mean exactly?
第一个就是归向神。
The first means, we have to turn to God.
没有归向，我们就走迷了。
Without direction, we must go astray.
就好像浪子一样。
Just like the prodigal son.
那归向神，我们才能够进到第二步，服侍神。
And only after turning to God can we enter the second step, which is to serve God.
你仔细看我们圣何西教会信徒数大概有160个人。
So if you look at our San Jose Church, we have about 160 members.
真正在服侍神的有几个人？
But who are truly serving God?
那为什么这么多人服侍神的人不是很多？
So why is it that of all the people who are members, there aren't that many who serve?
因为大家生活都很忙。
Because everyone is busy.
所以如果我们心没有归向神，你没有办法服侍。
Because if your heart is not turned towards God, then you will not serve.
顶多来教会聚会，这样就很好了。
Then your standard will be just to come to church.
谈不上要服侍。
And we won't go beyond that to serve.
所以如果要服侍神，一定要归向神。
So in order to serve God, we have to turn towards God.
我们的心，我们的人生观，我们的价值观要归向神，我们才有办法服侍神。
Our heart, our direction, our purpose in life all has to be directed towards God to serve God.
那我们过一个服侍神的生活，我们才能够等候神。
And if we have this life of service to God, then we can wait for God.
因为我们等候神，就是等候来他来审判。
Because we are waiting for God, to judge us.
我们配得过神的审判，我们就有赏赐。
If we are deemed worthy in his judgment, then we will have the reward.
但如果我们没有服侍神，
But if we do not serve God,
今天晚上主耶稣来了，
And tonight Jesus comes,
我们要拿什么来见神？
How will we meet God?
所以没有服侍神，我们是没有办法见神。
So without serving God, we have nothing to bring to God.
所以这三件事情啊，一个一个这样 接下来的。
So that is why these three things are interrelated.
要归向神才能服侍神。
We must turn to God in order to serve him.
要服侍神，我们才能等候神。
And only after serving him can we wait for him.
那到底我们要怎么服侍神？
So how is it that we serve God?
从哥林多前后书我们可以找到八个比喻。
So in the first and second letters to the Corinthians, we see eight parables of servitude.
就是用很实际我们生活的例子来比喻什么叫做服侍神。
There are very, eight very practical parables about how in our lives we can serve God.
所以服侍神不是一种理论。
So serving God is not a theory.
因为有很多实际的例子来告诉我们应该怎么做。
Because there are very real and practical examples that teach us how to do it.
我们现在来看哥林多前书第四章。
So let's first turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
从第一节一直到十五节，十三节。
Verses 1 through 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 through 13.
第一节。
Verse 1.
人应当以我们为基督的执事， 为神奥秘式的管家。
Verse 1 reads, Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God.
这个执事不是指的长老执事那个意思。
And in some versions it is interpreted as deacons.
这个执事就是说在负责管理教会的事情。
But here it's also meaning anyone who is responsible for the matters of the church.
那是神奥秘式的管家。
And they are stewards of the mysteries of God.
所以服侍像什么？
So what is a servant?
服侍就是在做管家。
A servant is like a steward.
那管家的内容是要做什么？
So what is the role of a steward?
就是在做神奥秘事，在管理神的奥秘事。
And this is a steward of the mysteries of God.
那这个神的奥秘事就是教会的事情。
So the mysteries of God here refer to the matters of the church.
因为这个是属灵的，所以是奥秘的。
And because these are spiritual matters, that is why it is a mystery.
所以我们在教会里面在服侍这个原则跟世界上不一样。
So that is why our service in the church follows different principles from how we serve in the world.
每个公司都有它的一套。
Of course, every company has its regulations, its guidelines.
大同小异。
But most of them are about the same.
但是教会是神的。
But the church belongs to God.
所以教会有神的规矩。
So that is why the church has the guidelines of God.
那这是奥秘。
And these are mysteries.
所以服侍需要学习。
So in order to serve, we must learn them.
好像做管家需要学习。
For example, the steward of a house has to learn the household rules.
就是学习这个管家的老板要我们怎么做。
The steward must listen to what the master wants.
那我们做神的管家要知道神要我们怎么做。
So as stewards of God, we have to understand what God wants of us.
第二节。
Verse 2.
所所趋于管家的是要有忠心。
Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful.
所以这个服侍的条件不在乎外在的条件。
So the requirements for a steward are not external.
外在的一些世界上的条件是一种工具。
Because the skills or the talents that we have are only tools in this world.
比方说我们有很多的语言这是很好的工具。
For example, if we know many languages, that is a very useful skill.
我们有很好的教育这是很好的工具。
Or if we have a very good education, that is also a useful tool.
我们有很大的才能这是一种工具。
And we have many talents, that is another tool.
这个都是外在的。
But these are still external factors.
但是有一种内在的条件。
But there is an internal factor that's more important. 这是
看不见的。
That is invisible.
那这是神所重视的。
But yet this is what God desires of us.
这个就是忠心。
That is faithfulness.
那忠心是很抽象啊，什么叫做忠心？
Faithfulness may seem very abstract. What does it mean?
我们现在就从圣经来看什么叫忠心。
So let's look at what the Bible teaches us about faithfulness.
马太福音二十五章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 25.
主耶稣在这里讲一个比喻。
Jesus told us a parable here.
24章讲主耶稣再来的预告。
In chapter 24, he tells us of the signs of his coming again.
25章讲三个比喻。
And then chapter 25, he tells us three parables.
就是要怎么来预备主再来的审判。
That is how we should prepare for the second coming of the Lord.
14节一直到30节。
So from verse 14 to verse 30.
这里说天国好像一个人要往国外去。
For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country.
然后他叫仆人来，然后交给然后十五节说按个人的才干给他们银子。
And according to his servants' talents, he gave them talents.
所以这个时候每个才能不一样啊，有的他是给他五千。
So according to his ability, the one he had who had more ability, he gave five talents.
有的给他两千。
Another he gave two.
又给他一千。
Another he gave one.
也就是说，在神的国里面服侍每一个人从神领受的恩赐不一样。
That is in the kingdom of God, everyone has different abilities.
圣经已经讲得很清楚，说每个人服侍的恩赐不一样。
And the Bible has told us too, each of us has been given different spiritual gifts.
那什么叫做忠心？
But what does it mean to be faithful?
好，我们看二十节。
Verse 20.
十九节哈。
Let's look at 19.
过了许久，那些仆人的主人回来和他们算账。
After a long time, the lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them.
所以每一个人在神面前要交账。
So every person has to give account to God.
这一天就是主再来那一天。
And that is the day that the Lord will come again.
那五千的就赚五千。
So the one who received five talents also earned five talents.
二十一节，主人说是又良善又忠心。
So that is why the Lord praised him as being a good and faithful servant.
好，那二十二节。
Verse
22. 两千的又赚两千。
The one who received two talents made two talents.
好，那我们看哦，这个五千是比两千多了三千。
And the one who earned five talents earned three more talents than the one who earned two talents.
但是主人对这个两千的赞美一样。
But the praise the Lord gave to the servant with two talents was the same.
你是又良善又忠心。
And he said, well done, good and faithful servant.
可见忠心不是用做事的结果大小来衡量。
So the measure of faithfulness does not rely on the accomplishment that we have.
因为不每个人恩赐不太一样。
Because everyone is given different gifts.
忠心的定义就是用神所给我们的尽最大的啊，把它发挥出来。
But to be faithful is to use what God has given us and to our best ability to make the most of it.
所以五千呢，他又发挥出来，他赚五千。
So the one with five talents was able to make five more talents.
因此，有的人很会带慕道者。
And some people are able to bring many truth seekers.
他随便叫就叫好几个了。
And they're very eager and able to bring in friends.
那有的人就没有这么多恩赐，他可能叫一两个。
Some other people may not be as gifted and may only bring one or two friends.
但是在神面前，因为恩赐不一样，都是可以算忠心的。
But even though those people have different gifts, in God's eyes, they are still both faithful.
但是那领一千的。
The one who only had one talent, though.
他主人来的时候，他就交一千。
When he was giving account, he only returned that one talent.
所以二十六节说的是你是又恶又懒的仆人。
So in verse 26, he was called the wicked and lazy servant.
所以他又恶又懒不是他的恩赐小。
And he was called wicked and lazy, not because he had very little ability.
而是他没有用神给他的恩赐来服侍神。
But rather, he did not use what ability he had to serve God.
所以什么叫做忠心？
So what does it mean to be faithful?
今天神给我们每一个人都有一些不同的恩赐。
God has given each and every one of us different gifts.
我们尽我们最大的恩赐把它用在神的事情上。
And if we use our utmost to use those gifts for God's will,
这个叫做忠心。
Then that is being faithful.
但是如果我们活的一辈子好像我们对神的事情什么都没有贡献。
But if we live our whole life and do not offer anything to God,
那我们将来算账啊，就是像这个一千的。
Then one day when God asks us what we have done with our lives, we will be like this one with the one talent.
那就很难交账了。
It will be very difficult to give account to God.
这个叫没有忠心。
And that is being unfaithful.
所以没有忠心就是表示在神面前不能交账。
And the one who is unfaithful cannot give account of his life to God.
这是第一个圣经讲的忠心。
So that is one example of how to be faithful.
就是照神给我们的恩赐，把它发挥它的作用出来。
Being faithful is using what God has given us to offer our best to God.
好，我们看启示录第二章。
And let's look at Revelation chapter 2.
启示录的第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
第十节。
The book of Revelation chapter 2 verse 10.
你将要受苦，受的苦你不要怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼。你们受患难十次，你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
Verse 10. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, until death, and I will give you the crown of life.
这里在写信给斯梅拿的教会。
And this is the letter to the church of Smyrna.
主耶稣鼓励他们不要怕受苦。
And Jesus encouraged them not to fear suffering.
然后最后提到你们要至死忠心。
And he encouraged them to be faithful until death.
那我就给你生命的冠冕。
And I will give you the crown of life.
所以这里忠心跟死把它连在一起。
Here we see that being faithful and the time of death are linked together.
那 这个什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
哦，生命是我们一生最大的价值。
And our life is what is most valuable to us.
那忠心就是表示神给我们的生命，我们也愿意付出去，把神的工作完成。
So being faithful with our life means that we are willing to give our life to God for His purpose.
啊，这个叫忠心。
That is being faithful.
也就是为着完成神的工作，我们是毫无保留的。
That is, in order to fulfill God's purpose, we do not hold on to anything.
有时候我们常常在想啊，一个人，比方说在公司上班，还有自己或者说自己在开公司，真的会不太一样。
Sometimes we may think that working for a company and owning our own business is a little bit different.
所以我们在公司上班啊，做到一定程度，我们就停在那里了。
And if you are an employee, then you do your work and you finish what you have to do.
那如果工作太多，应该公司再请另外一个人去做。
But if there's too much work for you, then the company should hire somebody else to help.
应该跟我们所得到的这个报酬应该是差不多。
So we exert the amount of effort that we are compensated for.
但是对，如果以我们自己在经营公司。
But if we own our own company.
我想什么都可以付出去。
I think that you are willing to give a whole lot more.
为了让我们公司能够成立，能够发展。
In order for your business to prosper and grow.
所以这个心态有一点不太一样。
So the attitude towards your work is a bit different.
那保罗在这里服侍，圣经里面讲这个服侍者，比方说保罗的例子。
And the Bible teaches us about faithfulness. For example, take Paul.
请看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章的二十三节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 23.
但知道圣灵在各城向我指证说，有捆锁与患难等待我。二十四节。
24.
我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主所领受的职事。证明神恩惠的福音，这一段圣经很清楚的在看保罗的忠心。
So in these two verses, we see very clearly the faithfulness of Paul.
他说：“只要我把我的路走完。”
He says, "So that I may finish my race."
那我能够完成神对我所托付的。
And the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus.
虽然有患难等待我。
Even though suffering and tribulations await me.
我连生命我都不在意。
I do not even count my life dear to myself.
所以保罗有办法做三次的宣道旅程。
So that is why Paul went on three missionary trips.
有的时候被打得半死，石头丢得快死，把他拖到城外，他又醒过来，又到另外一个城，又开始传。
There were many times when he was beaten, even almost to the point of death, and yet when he arose again, he went on preaching.
因为神拣选他，讲得很清楚，你就是外邦人的使徒。
Because God gave him a very clear mission, that is the apostle of the Gentiles.
这个就是他从神领受的。
This is what he received from God.
那要把这个做完。
So to fulfill this ministry.
生命算不了什么。
He did not count his life as anything.
而且他在监牢里面，他说我不会死，因为工作还没有做完。
And even when he was imprisoned, he said, "I will not die because I know the work is not yet finished."
所以有时候我们看一个人如果生病很严重，常常会听一句话说死比较轻松。
And we often hear when people are suffering in illness, they may say that it is easier to die than to live.
那对保罗，他真的有把握。他说：“我现在死，我就可以跟神同在。”
And Paul even had the full assurance that if he died at that moment, he would be with Christ.
但是我活着更重要。
But he knew that his life on earth was more important.
活着对他来讲是受苦。
Because even though he was suffering,
会被鞭打，会受患难。
He would be persecuted, he would be beaten.
但是他我说活着很重要，因为这样教会能进步。
But he knew that his life had to go on in order to help the church.
所以这个叫做忠心啊。
And this is his faithfulness.
无条件的牺牲，为了完成神的工作。
Unconditional offering of himself and his life for the work of God.
我们现在其实如果真的要投入，是很辛苦的。
And there are many areas in which the holy work has yet to go where the work is very difficult and there's a lot of suffering.
比方说我们在多米尼加。
For example, in the Dominican Republic.
你看那个工人去那边开拓，有时候老鼠到处跑。
And when you see the workers there, there are mice everywhere.
蟑螂什么都有。
Cockroaches, the conditions are very poor.
好多的去到那边都生病。
A lot of people who go there have become ill.
但是有的工人他一直想去，我还再去帮忙他们，叫我建立起来。
But some people still, the workers want to continue going there to help the church and the holy work to grow.
这个如果世界的工作，可能没有人会去。
If this was any earthly job, nobody would want to do it.
但是因为这是神的工作。
But because this is the work of God.
虽然受苦，就有人愿意去。
Even though it is suffering, but people are still willing to go.
我们今天在非洲已经开拓超过十个国家。
And our work in Africa has already extended to 10 countries.
我们的工人有的时候他去到的地方，那个内战的枪声都可以听得到。
And some of our workers can hear the gunshots of civil war wherever they go.
因为那教会发展的地方已经非常靠近战争的地方。
Because where the church has been established is very close to the war.
但是他还是要去。
But they still want to go.
因为神的教会在那。
Because the church of God is there.
神的工作在那。
The work of God is there.
这个叫做忠心。
This is faithfulness.
所以今天我们神对我们所要求的。
So what God requires of us today.
不是外在对人的一种交代。
Is not an external showing towards other people.
服侍神是一种良心的工作。
Actually, working for God is a matter of our conscience.
使我们的良心在神面前能够交账。
That our conscience can give a full account of our lives before God.
所以忠心呢，这是非常重要的。
So faithfulness is a necessary requirement.
那有时候我们在想忠心，那到底是谁的心我们要忠？
So if we ask about faithfulness, we ask who should we be faithful to?
当然，所以忠心就是以神的心为心。
And that is, of course, we must be faithful to God's heart.
了解神的心意。
To understand the will of God.
然后舍弃我们的心意。
And to give up our own desire or our own will.
保罗他很清楚神要叫他做什么。
For example, Paul knew very clearly what God's will was for him.
不是他想要为神做什么。
It was not what he wanted to do for God.
所以他蒙召的时候，他问说：“主啊，你要我为你做什么？”
So when he was called by God, he asked the Lord, Lord, what would you have me do?
不是说主啊，我要为你做什么。
He did not ask Lord, what should I do for you?
虽然他的工作有计划。
Even though he had plans for the work.
但是每一次祷告完，如果他知道神不要他去，他就改变了。
But every time after prayer, if he was revealed the will of God, he would change the plans accordingly.
所以忠心就是以主人的心为心，叫做忠心。
So faithfulness means taking the master's will, the master's heart as your own.
我们愿意舍掉我们自己的意见。
We are willing to deny our own thoughts, our own will.
以神的心意做我们的目标。
And to take the will of God as our goal.
这个叫做做管家的一个条件。
So that is a requirement for being a good steward.
好，那我们再看。服侍的考验。
So let us look also at the tests of the servant.
服侍是有考验的。
Being a servant requires testing.
好，我们现在回来看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
好，哥林多前书第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第三节。
Verse 3.
好，我被你们论断。或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。这个服侍有两种的考验。
So in service there are two types of testing.
第一个考验就是被论断。
First is being judged.
有时候我们常常看到一个人服侍很久，好像都没有被论断过。
We may see some servants have served for a long time and think that they have never been judged by others.
这个可能是好事，也可能是不好的事情。
It may be a good thing, but it may not be a good thing.
好事就是因为所做的都很完全。
It may be a good thing because everything that they have done is very good.
所以他不会被论断。
So that is why they have not been judged.
但是不好的就是你只要什么都不做，你也没有什么被人论断。
But on the other hand, if you don't do anything, then you won't be judged either.
所以被论断常常是因为做很多事情。
So being judged may be a matter of how much you have done.
好像一个人从来没有发生车祸，很可能他技术很好。
For example, a person who's never had a car accident may be a very good driver.
也很可能他有了车子以后他从来没有开过。
But it's also possible he has a car but has never driven it.
所以保罗他经历被论断。
So Paul has experienced being judged.
我在教会里面也看过有的信徒他圣工什么都不做。
I've seen certainly members who don't do any holy work in the church.
为什么？就是怕被论断。
Because they are afraid of being judged.
这真的很可惜啊。
It is a shame.
因为怕被论断，所以不敢投入。
Because they are afraid of being judged, so they do not want to, commit themselves.
那这个就是表示对人的看法重于神对我们的评价。
So that means that they, take the opinions of others as being more important than how God, thinks of us.
这个本身就有问题。
So there's a problem in that.
我们在服侍神应该是看重神怎么看我们，超过人怎么看我们。
When we serve God, we must think of us as being more important than how others think of us.
这样我们才有办法服侍到底。
And only then can we truly serve, faithfully.
那为什么保罗说，我人的论断，我这当作很小的事情呢？
So why is it that Paul says here, with him, it is a very small thing that he should be judged?
在提摩太前书里面，保罗有这样说。
In 1 Timothy, he said.
他说神认为我有忠心，派我服侍他。
And he said, the Lord has counted me as being faithful.
提摩太前后书是保罗的服侍差不多最后才写的，要离世以前写的。
And the two letters to Timothy were the last letters of Paul's life.
所以他在神的面前，他很了解神怎么看他。
So he knew very clearly how he stood before God.
所以他很确定神认定他有忠心。
So he was sure that he was faithful in the eyes of God.
那如果神认定他有忠心，神是绝对的对。
So if God acknowledged him as being faithful, then God is absolute.
那其他人怎么论断，这都小事，大事是神怎么看我。
That is why what others thought of him or how others judged him was a small matter in comparison.
当然，如果我们没有办法确定神怎么看我们，那别人的论断我们要很注意。
But if we are not sure of how God thinks of us, then we may take others' opinions more seriously.
那我们可以从很多别人的论断里面不断在进步。
And we can try to improve ourselves by how others judge us.
但是如果我们很确定神看我们一切都是对的。
But if we are sure of, what we do before the eyes of God is right.
人怎么讲那就小事。
Then what others say or think of us is a small matter.
他下面说，连我自己也不论断自己。
And he said, even I do not judge myself.
我看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
我虽然不觉得自己也有错，也不能够因此得以称义。这个是一个非常重要的态度。
This is an important attitude we must learn.
因为有时候人被论断的时候，觉得自己没有错，我的立场很坚定，所以就开始反击。
So some people, because they are firm in their beliefs, when they're judged by others, they may, fight back.
那这样就造成教会的混乱。
And then there will be much division and conflict in the church.
但是保罗觉得我不觉得自己有错。
And Paul says here, I know of nothing against myself.
但是我也不会，不是因为这样我就是义人。
Yet I am not justified by this.
所以他有留一个空间呢，可能有一部分我自己连我自己也不了解自己。
And so he leaves some room for error in that.He may not realize some things he has done wrong.
所以他觉得不觉得自己有错，但是他也不论断自己。
Even though he does not know of anything he has done wrong, but he does not judge himself.
我们再看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
所以时候未到，是要论断执掌主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心里的意念。
Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will bring.Both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the heart.
这里说人的，这里说有一个隐情。
So, here we see there's a hidden thing.
还有人心里的意念。
And the counsels of the hearts.
那这个是人看不出来的。
These are the things that people cannot see.
比方说，施洗约翰在服侍神，他不吃也不喝。
So, When John the Baptist was serving God, he did not eat or drink.
那主耶稣来服侍神，他又吃又喝。
But when Jesus Christ was serving God, he both ate and drank.
那人就论断了。
So people started to judge.
不吃不喝，这是被鬼附着。
And John the Baptist didn't eat or drink because he was controlled by demons.
那又吃又喝，这是贪食好酒的。
And Jesus, who ate and drank, was greedy and lustful.
那什么是隐情？是什么是意念？
So what are the hidden things and what are the counsels of the hearts?
主耶稣又吃又喝，就是借着这个机会去接触那些需要救恩的人。
Jesus ate and drank with those people who needed his salvation.
那这个动机，这个隐情，别人没有看到。
So the motivation behind his actions nobody else could see.
所以他们的判断当然不对。
And therefore their judgment of him was incorrect.
那施洗约翰为着要保持那种服侍神的心智，还有那种能力，所以他生活很简单，不吃不喝。
But John the Baptist, in order to retain the spirit and the power of service to God, refrained from eating and drinking.
但是人也没有办法看出他心里的意念是什么。
But nobody else could see his motivation either.
所以他是被鬼附着，不
正常。So that is why they accused him of a wrong motivation.
所以可见我们在神面前的服事啊，那个隐情很重要。
So our attitude and our our heart of service toward God is the most important.
存心跟动机，这很重要。
The motivation and the motive of our service.
这是我们服事的第一个考验。
This is the most important consideration in our service.
就是被。
This is what will be judged.
但是被论断不要关系，因为最后神要来显明人的隐情。
And while others may judge us, but how God judges us is more important.
然后照着我们那个内中的隐情来报答。
And we will be accountable to God for what is within our hearts.
那服事的第二个考验。
The second test of a servant.
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
哥林多后前书第四章第六节。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
弟兄们，我为你们的缘故，拿这些事选比自己和亚波罗，叫你们效法我们，不可以过于圣经所记。
Verse 6. Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written.
这里说，保罗说，被效法不可以过圣经所记。
So Paul must be an example in that they do not think beyond what is written.
所以这个服事的另外一个考验就是，当我们的服事有果效，我们的服事常常会引起别人的注意，或者被尊重，或者被模仿。
So another test is when our service bears fruit, then others may look to us to admire us or be an example.
那保罗因为服事的效果太大了，结果到最后大家说我属保罗。
So because Paul had so many accomplishments in his ministry, many people wanted to belong to his group.
那这个就是一种考验。
That in itself is a test.
到底当人说我属保罗的时候，保罗怎么来对待这个事情？
So when people say I belong to Paul, how will he handle that situation?
如果保罗说感谢主，你们属我，保罗的服事就开始就结束了。
And if Paul said, thank God you now belong to me, then his service will come to an end.
但是保罗知道他的服事是要帮主耶稣让教会进步，解决问题，而不是让他的服事成为问教会问题的一部分。
And he knew that his service was to help the church to improve for God's purpose, not so that he would become an obstacle to the growth of the church.
所以当人说我属保罗的时候，这个就是教会分裂的开始。
So when people say, I belong to Paul, that was the beginning of the division in the church.
因为这不是以基督为中心。
Because that is no longer taking Christ.
保罗面对这种考验，他很清楚怎么知道怎么做。他说我保罗为你们死吗？你们奉我的名洗礼吗？
So Paul knew very well he had to respond that he did not die for their salvation, that he was not the one who baptized in his name.
基督的身体是分裂的吗？
Was the body of Christ to be divided?
真的他很忠心。
So he is very faithful.
完全以神的家最大的利益来考虑事情。
And in everything he took the most benefit for the church of God as the motivation.
每一个人都有私心。
Everybody has their own self-worth.
被称赞，人也是有私心的。
People often take pride in when they are praised by others.
但是保罗面对这个考验，他能够很属灵的回应。
But Paul was able to respond to this test spiritually.
因为他知道一切都是从神领受的。
Because he knew that everything he had was received from God.
所以这个考验他也赢过了。
So he also passed that test.
所以你看保罗他从被拣选服事到他断气为止，这不简单啊。
So from the time that Paul was called to the time that he died, that he was a faithful servant, was not easy.
所以有时候我们看到一个人轰轰烈烈服事一阵子几年从教会消失了。
So we see that some people have a very noticeable period of service in their lives and then they disappear.
但是保罗几十年能够服事到断气，这个就不简单了。
But that Paul was able to serve faithfully for decades until the time that he breathed his last breath.
因为他知道服事的里面有考验。
Because he knew that in his service there would be tests.
他也知道要怎么面对这个考验。
But he knew also how to face those tests.
做一个神喜欢的人，能够继续被神所用。
To do what God was pleased with.
那服事像什么？
So, how else should we be a servant?
我们看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
好，我想神把我们使徒明明列在幕后，好像定死罪的囚犯，为了我们成了一台戏，给世人跟天使观看。哦，所以这个做管家，这个服事好像一台戏。
So, he describes being a servant as a steward and also as being a spectacle to the world.
如果戏演得精彩，
If you watch a very good play,
大家会回味无穷。
And then people will remember it very clearly.
以后还会被继续拿出来讲。
And many people will applaud it and praise it.
这个就是保罗的服事。
This is also the service of Paul.
所以差不多新约时代，每一次我们谈到服事神，你没有办法不用保罗的例子。
So every time we talk about service in the Christian sense, then we have to look at the example of Paul.
因为他在戏台上把这个服事演得非常的精彩。
Because he played this role of being a good servant very, very well.
在各种不同的情况下，他都知道要怎么来做。
In every circumstance, in every situation, he knew the right thing to do.
哦，所以现在好像那电视的那个rerun 啊，夏天那个一遍又一遍就是 rerun， 因为精彩嘛。你没有精彩，你一次人都不看了。
And that's why in certain classic TV series, you see the reruns over and over again. If people didn't like them or if they weren't good, nobody would watch them.
所以有的圣徒，有的信徒虽然死了很久，但每一次我们都会提到这些信徒的名字。
But there are many saints or many servants who are brought up again as examples over and over because of their lives of service.
因为他们的服事确实一台戏，非常精彩。
Because they have played this role very.
一直去想。
So it is something worthwhile thinking about.
这个就是保罗的服事。
So that is also the life of Paul.
所以有时候我们当教会的负责人，或者说像我被安利做传道。
And for example, if we have become a member of the church council, or if we are ordained as ministers.
我们在教会服事都有一段期间。
There is a certain period in which we are serving.
那这段期间就像一台戏，人在看的。
And the period in which you serve is like a spectacle where people are watching.
那天使也在看。
The angels are also watching.
天使就代表神，神也在看。
The angels represent God. God is watching.
所以我们服事不是没有人注意的。
So our service does not go unnoticed.
人在看，神也在看。
Both men and God are watching.
所以一定要把这个戏演得很精彩。
So we have to do our role very well.
对人有交代，对神也有交代。
So that we can be accountable both to other men and to God.
所以这个就是保罗的服事，做一个管家。
And this is how Paul served as a steward.
那服事的赏赐是什么？
What is the reward for a servant?
如果我们刚刚读那个马太福音二十五章啊，就是你可以到我的国来享受快乐。
And if we read in Matthew chapter 25, then you can come to his kingdom and enjoy the fruits of your labor.
主耶稣，若有人服侍我，我父要尊重他。
And Jesus said, if a person serves my father, then my father will honor him.
神要尊重他。
God will honor him.
保罗说，自战自清的苦楚要承重极重无比的荣耀。
And Paul himself said that the momentary suffering in this world is light compared to the eternal glory which we will receive.
所以服事的赏赐是来世的丰富，服事的赏赐也是今生很丰富的神的恩典。
So the reward that we will receive is not only the great glory in eternity, but also the many blessings in our life today.
所以服事绝对是不是付出，但是没有得到什么。
And so our service is not empty without reward.
我们所得到的会远远超过我们付出的。
Whatever we receive will far outweigh whatever we have expended.
所以真正一个有智慧的人，
So a person who is truly wise,
他是会懂得服事神，
will know to serve God.
好像一个忠心的管家，
as a faithful steward of God.
我们唱诗。
So let's sing him.
414.
414. Tomorrow we have our Sabbath day service.
从十点到十点半有一个自由参加的祷告会。
From 10 o'clock to 10:30, there is a voluntary prayer session.
我们越服侍神，越发现我们能够做到一定程度，还有一些不是我们能够做的。
The more we serve God, the more we realize that we can do things up to a certain point, and then we can do no more.
不论宣道跟牧养都是一样。
And it doesn't matter whether it's evangelism or pastoring.
那我们做不到那一部分，就是需要神来带领跟祝福。
So the part that we cannot do, we need the guidance and the blessing of God.
所以我们需要祷告。
And that is why we need to pray.
所以每一个愿意在神面前忠心服侍的，都需要神面前很恳切的为我们所负责的工作来祷告。
So every person who is willing to serve God needs to kneel down in prayer constantly before God.
是人的努力加上神的祝福，是工作能够顺利的进步。
It is both by our human effort and the grace of God that the holy work can prosper.
我们现在一起来祷告，结束我们晚上的聚会。
So now let us pray together and conclude our service tonight.